Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora te whānau, and welcome to another relatively safe day here in Aotearoa. And yes, it is relatively safe. I'm grateful to everybody who's worked to keep this country in its own little safe, isolated space. People are feeling the impact of that isolation and wishing we could open up more, but all I can say is while the world is experiencing COVID numbers still huge, we're doing pretty well. I don't want to be smug about that, of course, because the world is going to open up and it's going to come into us. There's going to be more Omicron cases, but what the government always said right from the start is that they were buying us time. With the go hard, go early strategy, they were buying us time until a vaccination could be developed. Remember, there was a time when there wasn't a vaccination, so that we would have fewer deaths, fewer actual cases. Then the vaccination would come along and we'd have an opportunity to immunize ourselves. And now we're over 90%. And when we open up our borders, yes, there are going to be more people getting Omicron and whatever other variants there might be out there, but we'll have a base level of protection against that, and so it'll be less severe. Thank you, all of our immunologists, and thanks to the government for doing that. Anyway, so from this position of blissful isolation and relative safety, let's have a look at what you can do in the Wairarapa. Obviously, you can go to one of the farmers markets. They are open, Wairarapa Farmers Market, which is out at the Solway Showgrounds. That's happening. The farmers market in Carterton is happening. That's on Sundays. They are 9 o'clock. The Wairarapa Farmers Market is on Saturdays. Great Elm Country Market is on Sunday from 10 o'clock onwards. They're at Stellable Park in Main Street, Great Elm. And look, they all give the same kind of thing, which is fresh local produce that hasn't clocked up a massive amount of carbon miles by hauling themselves across the country or across the world. They're local. They're fresh. Frequently, even largely organic. So, great opportunity to go. Just enjoy being out in reasonable close proximity to other people, but still being safe, wearing your masks and keeping a degree of social distancing, and everything will be fine. So, those are the farmers' markets. Pukaha Mount Bruce is still having its school holiday program because it's still the school holidays. So you can enroll with them, just get onto their website, the National Pukaha National Wildlife Centre website, and you can get out there from 9 till 6 during the school holidays and enjoy all the fabulous wildlife, plants, and everything that's going on out there. Now, still with younger people, you can steam into summer with the Tararua District Library, which is in Dannevirke. So I think that's all the libraries in that Tararua region. So that's Dannevirke, Woodville, Paihatua, Eketahuna, then you can go in there, let's see, Monday to Monday, or Monday, well, it's on Mondays, Monday the 17th of January and Monday the 24th of January. So looking ahead a bit there. And it's a 5 weeks thing. Oh, no, it's already started from the 13th of December. So all the way through the holidays. I know why. It's because there was a break between, obviously, the 25th of December, a.k.a. Christmas Day, and the library's reopening on the 10th of January. So it's designed to be done at home or away on a holiday. So you come along, sign up, collect your booklet and supplies. 5 challenge cards you get, and you bring or email a photo of your completed challenge to your library to earn a sticker for your card, and your name will be entered in that week's draw. And if you complete all five challenges, your name will be entered in the grand prize draw, and the winner's name is drawn after the program's finished. If you complete any bonus activity cards, you'll be given an extra entry into that week's prize draw. So that's called Steam Into Summer, run by all the Tararua libraries, and it's for people who are students. Here's a great thing. I just love this. Silent Movies Live. And this is out at Norsewood. They frequently do really interesting stuff out there at Norsewood, at the old dairy factory, which is on Hovding Street. You won't get lost. So on Thursday, the 13th of January, do you know, I'm not even sure what the date is today. It's about the 11th. Oh, it's the 14th. All right, so you missed yesterday's one, but there's another one on Sunday at 6 o'clock. It's a great thing. So if you're a fan of silent films, the idea is you've got a live musician playing along to these silent films. It's all outside on a huge 6-meter-wide screen. Charlie Chaplin performing two movies with two live musicians, Jeremy Fitzsimons on percussion and David Self on piano. It's great, isn't it? So the gates open. This is at the old dairy factory, right? At 6 o'clock with the food truck available. 7:30, local live bands warm up. 8:40 p.m., Rush Monroe break. That's ice cream, isn't it? 9 p.m., the first movie, A Dog's Life by Charlie Chaplin. 9:40, stop and have another break, more ice cream. 9:45, the second movie, The Kid by Charlie Chaplin. Both of those are classics of the silent movie genre. And at 10:45, it's all over. Please bring your own low outside seating. Low, obviously, you don't want to be sitting on something and people can't see past you. It's really annoying. And obviously, because of the traffic light system, the old dairy factory is becoming a vaccination mandated venue, right? So basically means anyone aged 12 years and 3 months and older wishing to enter the old dairy factory for whatever reason must be fully vaccinated and have their My Vaccine Pass ready, either on their phone or in printed form. I've got both because I'm a belts and braces kind of guy. Anyone, of course, means the staff, patrons, performers, tech crew, helpers, contractors, people delivering stuff, everybody. So there's no room for manoeuvring. If you have no official proof of being vaccinated, then you can't go in. So work with them to make sure you spread that news to everybody who you think might be turning up. And obviously, the more people know, the more easy it will be for them to facilitate people enjoying themselves at these fabulous events. That's really great, isn't it? All right, I think it's time for a bit of music. And sadly, Ronnie Bennett, a.k.a. Ronnie Spector of the Ronettes, died recently. She was a fabulous singer and really dynamic, wasn't she? And very much, I guess it was symbiotic, her and Phil Spector, that between the two of them and various other bands, obviously, they created that trademark wall of sound that was very popular. But what a beautiful voice. What a great performer. Here she is with, well, of course we were going to play Me Be My Baby. That was the Ronettes, Be My Baby, and of course, Ronnie, sometimes known as Ronnie Spector because she married Phil Spector, died just yesterday. She said of Phil Spector that he was a great producer but not so good a husband. And, yep, the indications are that she was right there. All right. More stuff. Sorry for coughing. I'll just turn the microphone off and have a good go. That's better. All right, what else have we got? Oh, here's a great thing happening at the Carterton Event Centre. Let It Go, the Songs of Frozen in concert. So that's on Saturday, the 15th of January, which is tomorrow. 10:30 till 1, it's a Frozen party. Frozen 1 and Frozen 2 are undoubtedly two of Disney's greatest animated movies of all time. This is what they say. The soundtrack to the movies is stunning, and while the big songs like Let It Go have probably been overplayed in your house, you have to admit, they're classics. Following a sellout tour in July 2021, Showcase Entertainment Group, the producers of Dr. Seuss's The Cat in the Hat and Madagascar the Musical, are bringing the magic of these songs to the Carterton Event Centre for the first time in a concert for the young and the young at heart. Let It Go features the sisters Anna and Elsa in full costume, along with some of their popular friends from the Frozen movies. So feel free to dress up as Anna or Elsa or even Olaf and come and enjoy this wonderful concert production of the songs from Frozen 1 and 2. Let It Go, right? That's at the Carterton Events Centre on the 15th, which is Saturday tomorrow, 10:30 and 1 p.m. Two chances. You could even go twice if you're so inclined. Because people are like that, aren't they? When they like something, they go, I'm going to go every time. Yep. So this is a vaccinated event, obviously. So everyone over the age of 12 must present their vaccination pass. Easy to put on your phone, by the way. Mine's just stored onto my wallet because I've got an iPhone, but you can take a photo of it, you can upload it, you can do all sorts of things, and if you can't handle that, just print it. Right, now the men's group, the Wairarapa Indoor Meeting is happening, the Wairarapa Men's Group. This is an open and diverse group of sharing and mutual support, so they're meeting at the community courthouse just next to the Carterton Events Centre on next Thursday the 20th of January, 7 till 9 p.m. So the idea is you come and share your stories or listen to the stories of other local men, 17 plus, who feel the need to connect with themselves, the group, maybe just experience a bit of silence, happy. They say they're happy to have 14-plus guys there too, so long as they're accompanied by father, grandfather, caregiver, whatever. So they meet every first and third Thursday of the month at 7 o'clock. And it's good to get there on time because they may lock the door once they feel that everyone's inside, just to protect the group from intrusions. You know, accidental intrusions. It's not like somebody's going to go, everybody, hit the floor. So you can participate actively or just be present silently, no pressure at all. There's an optional koha contribution to the venue and organisers. You can also bring some biscuits or fruit or whatever to share during a short tea break. Usually facilitated by experienced leaders, but the aim is to co-create and give participants the opportunity to grow through the leadership in a supportive group. No alcohol, no drugs, by the way. Come with a clear mind. That is, don't go drinking or ingesting beforehand. You're there to be part of this thing and think clearly. They also have a monthly overnight gathering in the wilderness. We have wilderness around the campfire every fourth Saturday of the month at Tararua Forest Park. For these outdoor meetings, you have to register by writing to the, this is their email address, mensgroup.wairarapa@gmail.com. Men's group, one word, .wairarapa@gmail.com. Shall we have a bit more music? I'm, you know, been going back in time a bit, haven't I? This is, well, obviously with the Ronettes, that was early 60s. This is Sade a little bit later, and Bulletproof Soul. So this is Sade we're listening to. It's lovely, eh? All right, I'm just going to mention Aratoi, as I do most weeks, because really so many wonderful things there. What a great public facility Aratoi is. Just reminding you that the Sotheby's International Realty Wairarapa Art Review is still on there. Those local artists who Oh, well, I've been there a couple of times, and it's a beautiful exhibition. There's great people represented there. And they've also still got the Distant Kinship Vere Veravanten exhibition, which is the showcases the work of 18 printmakers from Graphic Group Bergen in the Netherlands and the New Zealand Print Council. It explores the artistic kinship that exists between the two countries. So that's goodbye to Sade now. Natasha Cousins, Beyond the Red Flowers. This is an exhibition imbued with visual storytelling and wonder. It draws on notions of emotion, spirituality, life and death, purposely blurring the lines between reality and the surreal, creating subjects that synthesize familiar forms with that of the ethereal and poetic. It's full of symbolism, this reminiscent of imagery found in folk tales, fables and myths. These ideas and imaginings and retelling of stories aim to prompt and make connection of shared emotions and experiences whilst allowing the viewer to create thoughts and stories of their own. And, you know, that's kind of what art is like, isn't it? However much it's originated with the creativity of the artist, there comes a time when you, the viewer, the listener, the audience, you are contributing creatively by kind of constructing your own response. So those are a couple of things that are on at Aratoi. And I just thought we should probably have another Ronettes song just to say goodbye to Ronnie. All right? Okay, this is Walking in the Rain, isn't it? Oh, hang on. There we are, Walking in the Rain. So it's goodbye to Ronnie from the Ronettes, Walking in the Rain. And it's goodbye from me because I got nothing else. And also a big goodbye to Stu, who did the program The Resilient Show. He had his last show this morning because he's moving to Nelson. So he'll be able to, I've put him in touch with Fresh FM, which is the Nelson station, and he'll be back on air and we'll repeat his program here. So the only thing is I won't see him in the flesh, which would be a bit of a pity. Anyway, Stu, you did a great show and I'm sure you'll enjoy working at Fresh FM. All right, that's it from me. I hope you enjoy all the things this weekend and the following week has to offer around the region. And, you know, keep safe, be sensible, look after each other. Don't go ignoring and flouting the regulations about social distancing, wearing masks and being vaccinated, because they're there not just for your personal protection, but to protect everybody else as well. All right. We'll see you. Bye-bye.